The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. So don't wait. Go to americaawakened.us and join the early access list today. The next chapter has already begun. What happens when America's most famous socialist walks into the lion's den and gets completely eviscerated by a podcaster who just asks simple questions? Bernie Sanders thought that he was going on Joe Rogan to promote taxing the rich. Instead, he got a masterclass in why giving more money to an incompetent, corrupt government is insanity. What you're about to see isn't just an interview gone wrong. This was the moment progressive ideology met reality, and reality won.
What it says is, you're a billionaire. You have now the constitutional right, because your money is your freedom of expression, right? So you don't like Bernie Sanders? You can put millions or hundreds of millions of dollars into a campaign and express your view about how terrible Bernie Sanders is,
right?
And you can buy that election, right? That's right. Your constitutional right. I think that's probably the worst decision that the Supreme Court has ever made. So what is the result of that decision? The result of that decision, let's take us to where we are today, is that Elon Musk, he spent $270 million to elect Trump as president. I think that's absurd that any one person.
What's the most someone donated towards the Harris campaign?
They spent a lot of money on Harris as
they
well.
They spent $1.5 billion just
combined
over the course of a couple of months.
You got it. All right, let me talk about it. So yeah, I'm not here just to say it's a Republican. That's my point here.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you notice what Rogan just did there. He did what the legacy media never does. He challenged the fundamental premise of the liberal. He challenged the fundamental premise of the liberal. The premise, as you just heard, was that America's richest, the oligarchs, as Sanders likes to call them, America's richest are funding only or primarily Trump and the Republican campaigns. And Rogan nailed him with one question. Yeah, and that one question just pulled the rug right from under Bernie. How much money did Kamala get? How much money did Kamala? It wasn't even close. Billionaires sided with Kamala 2-1. But here's the key. Bernie never so much as raised a peep over that during the campaign. Bernie can say, oh, no, it's both parties. It's both parties. No, Bernie was as quiet as a mouse when billionaires were funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into Kamala's coffers. He's only now raising his voice because Trump, despite that, won. He's making a boogeyman out of Elon Musk, but not the billionaires that funded and continue to fund his political side. So bravo to Joe for exposing that double standard. And frankly, it only went downhill from there.
There is something else that's going on. While all this is going on, while all this technology is throwing people out on the street,
right,
something else is happening. The people who own that technology and the corporations who utilize that technology are becoming phenomenally richer,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Right. And
exactly,
that is the issue, which gets back to things like tax reform, like making sure that in America we do not have the massive levels of income and wealth inequality that we currently have.
But the problem with that is the taxes go to what? An incompetent, corrupt government? This is the issue that people have.
Good.
It's like,
fair
yes,
enough. All right.
Willing to pay our fair. Look, I'd be more than willing to pay more taxes if we lived in a better country. I'd be like, this would be great. If I pay more taxes, everybody's surviving,
okay,
everybody's doing well. That's
good.
Great.
All right. Then that is the issue of how you revitalize American democracy. I'm not going to argue with you that the system today is pretty bad. I live it. I'm going,
right,
going there today.
And ironically, it's bad because there's no competition, right?
Mm.
It's corrupt, but it's not a free market. Like the government itself has a monopoly on governing. And when they're completely corrupt and when they're making insane amounts of money through taxes and they're not accountable.
No, all right. No, I don't. No, this is the way I
see it. Wow, did you see? just see Sanders' face in that moment? I mean, this wasn't a question he was prepared for. This wasn't about tax rates or loopholes or wealth inequality. This is fundamentally about the basic legitimacy of the entire progressive project. If government is corrupt and incompetent and pathetic and ridiculous, why would anyone, regardless of their income, want to give it more money and power? Again, Rogan demolishes the fundamental premise of the whole argument. It's not about unfair taxes. It's not about loopholes. It's not about inequalities. It's about why anyone would want to send their money to such an obviously corrupt and incompetent government in the first place. That's it. And Sanders, socialist Sanders, was forced to admit, fair enough. Fair enough. That's right. Fair enough. The man who spent decades railing against billionaires and demanding higher taxes just conceded the point that government itself might be the problem. Astonishing. But again, this is nothing. Rogan actually delivered an unexpected blow that left the 83-year-old senator visibly shaken. Wait until you see this. Gang, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that a strong routine is the foundation of living well, both physically and mentally. And for me, that all starts with a good night's sleep. That's why I've been using Beam Dream for months now, and I generally can't imagine my nights without it. Before Dream, I'd lie awake for hours thinking about the future, the news, the world. It was exhausting. But now, I fall asleep in under 30 minutes. I stay asleep throughout the night, and I wake up without that foggy, sluggish feeling. Since taking Dream consistently, I've noticed a real difference in my focus, my mood, and my energy throughout the day. Dream is made with top quality, science-backed ingredients that help you relax and get the deep, uninterrupted sleep your body needs. My wife and I take it every night. It's become a ritual we actually look forward to. And unlike other sleep aids, there's no grogginess the next day, just clear-headed, focused energy. So if sleep is something you've been struggling with, and let's admit, we all are in some way, shape, or form, I cannot recommend Dream enough. Now, right now, you can get exclusive early access to Beam's 4th of July sale. Use code TURLEY for up to 40% off site-wide. I mean, trust me, you don't want to miss this special offer. It's my best discount yet. Don't settle for restless nights. Try Dream. You'll feel the difference.
I worry very much about the future of American democracy.
Are you going to run for president again?
I am 83 years of age.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not sure the American people will be enthusiastic on somebody's 108.
You're still very with it.
Thank you.
You are.
Well, you know.
I mean, you're a couple of years older than Biden.
Yeah.
Right? Think of that.
Yeah.
You could be off a lot worse.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously. Obviously, after defending Biden these last 4 years, in fact, Bernie endorsed Biden back in 2020. I mean, obviously, that's a pretty uncomfortable position to be in, having to confront what the entire nation, what the entire world now knows. You were part of that cover up. I don't think Rogan meant it that way, to be honest with you. But Sanders' body language, you know, you could always tell he spreads out his arms. He was clearly uncomfortable addressing the whole issue of Biden's cognitive decline because he obviously was one of the ones who helped cover it up. But as if that weren't bad enough, the topic of climate change came up. And Rogan, let's just say he had the receipts.
You got to deal with this climate change issue. And I know that, you know, there are some people who think climate change is a hoax. It ain't a hoax. I think the last 10 years have been the warmest on record. And we can create millions of good paying jobs transforming our energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency, to solar, to wind, and other sustainable energies.
I think the climate change issue is very complicated. And I think, did you see the Washington Post piece that they wrote where they did this long-term view? First of all, the reality is that the Earth's temperature has never been static, right? We could both agree on that. It's always been up and down. There's been ice ages and heat waves. And then the Washington Post looked at it. What was the time period that they looked at? That essentially they found that we're in a cooling period, that the Earth over the past X amount of years, and this was like a very inconvenient discovery, but they had to report the data, and kudos to them for doing that. Scientists have captured the Earth's climate change over the last 485 million years. Here's a surprising place we stand now. So look at the far end of that graph, and you see we're in a cooling period.
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't read that article, but I, the scientists who are out there, I think.
I know, but there's a lot of money involved in that too, Bernie. That's part of the problem. There's a lot of money involved in this whole climate change emergency issue, and there's a lot of control, and that's a big part of this problem.
Now, you'll notice Rogan's response was brutal. He didn't just push back on Sanders' claims. He pulled out a Washington Post article. Now, I think that's brilliant. If you can do this when you're having discussions with liberals, this is really good. Find a source that contradicts their claims coming from a far leftist source, right? So Rogan is going to a far leftist newspaper, no less, and fact-checking Sanders, as it were, with his own side. He's fact-checking Sanders right in front of his face. The Washington Post article Rogan referenced there was titled, "Scientists have captured Earth's climate over the last 485 million years. And here's the surprising place we stand now." And the article included a chart tracking temperatures going all the way back to 485 million years ago. And as it turns out, in contrast to what Sanders was claiming, we're actually living in one of the coolest periods on historical record. One of the coolest periods. So Sanders' response frankly revealed everything wrong with progressive intellectual approaches. Making definitive, massive, generalized statements about complex scientific issues without bothering to read the actual research. So this is an evidence-based policymaking. It's ideological performance art. The Sanders-Rogan exchange explains why most politicians, especially progressives, avoid long-form interviews entirely. The traditional media format, the legacy media, 7-second sound bites, time-limited responses, puff questions, surface-level questions, right, allows politicians to recite prepared talking points without ever having to defend their underlying assumptions. Rogan's format is different. 3 hours of unstructured conversation means politicians simply can't hide behind their talking points. They can't hide behind their scripts. They've got to be able to think on their feet. They've got to be able to defend their positions, and they got to be able to engage with ideas rather than just slogans. Rogan's format demonstrates the future of media and news consumption belongs to independent content creators who have the same access to the same information anyone at CNN has, but bypass the gatekeepers, the legacy media gatekeepers, who dictate the cookie cutter narratives that always favor the left wing side of the political aisle. And they're doing it. And Rogan is leading the way. As Elon never tires of reminding us, we truly are the media now.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but But sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.